Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is the Life After Breath podcast. Today is Talk It Out Tuesday, where we talk about all the things, all of them. Okay, well, maybe not all of them, but we are going to chat and figure out the best ways to help us all find complete wellness and what that even means. We'll explore that and figure out what it means for you so that you can go kick ass and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talk It Out Tuesday. So I am super excited to talk to you today, especially after last week when I confessed my growing spirituality. And so I'm here for more confessions and more authenticity. And that is to tell you that in my spiritual growth, I basically explained last week how I approach spirituality and that I believe in source energy. You'll hear me say source, you'll hear me say spirit. And often, every now and then I'll say the divine, definitely say the universe. But it's all the same thing. And I explained a little bit about source and our spirit guides and our inner being and stuff like that. But the exciting part about all this, and kind of the reason why I wanted to give you that background, is because in the last few weeks, I've really come into, so to speak, my spiritual gifts. And what I mean by that is that they've been revealed to me about things that I can do essentially basically through source energy. And one of those things that I've really been practicing, I did it on a live a couple of weeks ago, is that I pull oracle cards. I have a beautiful oracle card deck that is called The Wisdom of Trees. It is by Jane Struthers, and I absolutely love it. And it's the cards are divided into four different groups that represent different parts of the tree. So there's the roots and the trunk and the leaves, and also the like seeds or fruit of the trees. Each tree represents something. Like I pulled a card today that represented strength, for example, for myself. And I'm practicing pulling cards in order to strengthen my connection to source energy, to strengthen my intuition and being able to sort of, for lack of better words, hear the messages that come through, whether it's through source energy or my spirit guides or my inner being. Anyway, I'm rambling, but that is definitely one of my gifts, and I can practice that gift through the use of these oracle cards. And so I thought it would be really fun, actually, truth be told. I've been guided by source energy to pull a card for the collective. Now, I follow different tarot card readers and they read oracle cards as well. That like will be like, if this message came into your feed, you know, this message might be for you kind of thing. And so I can say the same thing to you. This message may actually be for you. So what I encourage you to do is take a deep breath and hang on to what works for you and leave what doesn't. If it doesn't apply to you, cool. Don't try to make it apply to you. Sometimes these cards really resonate and you're like, holy shit, she's talking directly to me. And that's awesome. It's not me talking to you, you know? And so be open and keep what works, leave what doesn't. And with that, I have already pulled this card and done a little bit of reading about it. We as a collective got the elm tree. The elm tree represents communication. So there are two messages for each of the cards. And what the first message is considered the message from the diva spirit of the tree. So it's kind of like the spirit or the soul that represents each of the different tree species that are represented in the deck. So the spirit of the elm tree says, I have lived beside humans for thousands of years, and I'm your friend. My wood is pliable and my leaves feed livestock. I can teach you to connect wholeheartedly with those in your life so your relationships become stronger and more satisfying. The thing that really stands out in this message from the spirit of the elm tree is that strengthening your communication is the direct way to connect wholeheartedly with the people in your life. If you want a better or stronger relationship with the people in your lives, start communicating, start being authentic, start having real conversations instead of thinking, oh, I don't understand what's going on with this person or that person. Talk to them about it and say, I'm feeling a certain way. I'm feeling things are off. Am I wrong about that? Is there something I can do? You know, instead of 99% of the time when we think someone's mad at us, it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with them. And so taking ourselves out of the equation and just saying, you know, I'm feeling a little bit funny about stuff. Are we good? Is there something I can do to help you in any other area? And opening that communication. I'm not going to lie, it takes a little bit of vulnerability to do that. But if you want to strengthen those relationships, it's worth it. If you care about the person that you're communicating with or that you're worried about, then it's worth it to be just that little bit of vulnerable, because the worst thing that they're going to do is say, yeah, I'm really mad at you and here's why, and you'll be able to resolve it. The best thing that's going to happen is they're going to be like, oh God, no, I'm so sorry. I had a really bad day at work. Or actually, yeah, there's something you can help me with. I'm really struggling with XYZ, you know? And so now all of a sudden you have completely opened those communication channels. So that's the first part of this message. The second part of the message, actually, the second part of the message doesn't totally apply to the collective. I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway, because I do believe that there's a couple of people that this could be for, but that the collective as a large really needs to pay attention to the first part of the card, the message from the spirit of the elm tree. Communicating, opening up those channels of communication by being willing to be vulnerable in whatever relationship that you're talking about. The second part of the card reads like this. Is someone being completely honest with you at the moment? It is possible that they are not telling you the truth for some reason. Keep your wits about you, especially if you're involved in negotiations or important discussions. I think there's a couple things that come through for me on this. And the first part is that sometimes someone isn't being truly honest with us. I think honesty in this situation can mean different things. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're outright lying. It can mean that they're not telling you everything. Or it can mean that they're not being honest with themselves about how they feel about something, and therefore they're not being honest with you about it. So again, if someone's not being honest with you, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't have anything to do with you, and it has everything to do with them. And so you can approach them and discuss and open those lines of communication. You can open that up and say, hey, I'm curious about XYZ or whatever. You're not attacking and saying, are you lying or anything like that? You're just saying, this doesn't really resonate with me, or this doesn't really sit well with me. Can we talk about this? And usually if you're approaching somebody from a place of communication and curiosity, they're going to meet you there. And that's where you're going to get your honesty. That's where your honesty is really going to come through. Keep your wits about you, especially if you're involved in negotiations and important discussions. I think that mostly means, ooh, wow. Just like we said, 9 times out of 10, it's not about us, right? So that means when you're approaching some of these conversations that you might need to keep your wits about you for, interpret keep your wits about you not as don't trust everybody you meet, but more like stay conscious. Stay conscious of your reactions. Stay conscious to not take it personally. Stay conscious of saying, going into negotiations or important conversations from a place of, this might not be about me. I'm going to stay neutral. I'm not going to react. I'm going to take a deep breath and analyze what they said, remembering that it's not about me. I hope that's helpful. I remember when I first started approaching conversations this way, I very specifically remember I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was very upset with me. And I didn't totally understand why. And it was a pretty aggressive conversation. And she was very angry and pretty much yelling at me. And I felt attacked because A, she was yelling at me, but also because I didn't understand. Everything that she was saying made no sense to me. And I didn't see her point of view at all. And instead of taking that on and thinking that I was the worst person in the world and that I needed to make all these changes to make that person happy, which is absolutely what I would have done in the past, I actually was able to take a deep breath and be like, what the heck is this about? And pull myself back. And while listening to her, still be able to say to myself, is this true? Is what she's saying true? And it was like, no, that's not true at all. And so then it was very easy for me to say, oh, this isn't about me at all. She's just tired or she's just upset, but this has nothing to do with me. And then I could, as the, I'll say discussion, even though it wasn't, it was pretty one-sided, as the discussion continued, I would ask myself again, well, is this true? And it was. And I was like, yeah, that is true. And okay, so then what do I want to do about it? Do I want to make a change? And in this instance, the answer was no, because I'd drawn a boundary and I wanted to keep that boundary in place. And so therefore, her issue with my boundary was none of my business. And so I could let it go and say, this is not about me. This is about her issue with my boundary. So I don't need to do anything about this. And then as the discussion progressed, I asked myself again, is this true? And the answer was yes. And I said to myself, what do I want to do about it? And I realized that there were some changes that I could make, that she did have some valid points. And so I was able to interrupt her, really, because again, I was being yelled at, and say, you know what? You're right about that. You're right about that. And I'm going to take ownership of that. And this is what I'm going to do. These are the changes that I'm going to make in order to rectify this situation. And all of a sudden, the rant was over. I was no longer being yelled at, because while I let her get vent on me, essentially, about all the other stuff, I was able to take responsibility of the one thing. And what is anybody going to argue with when you say to them, here's what I'm going to do to make changes so that you don't feel so bad going forward? I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I see how I could make improvements here, and I'm going to do that. Whoa, whoa. Where in the past I would have either yelled back and it would have gotten worse and it would not have gone well, or I would have just taken all of what she said on and hated myself for it. And in this situation, I was able to strengthen that relationship by saying, hang on, I'm not going to take this personally. Hang on, I'm going to keep my wits about me and take responsibility for the parts that I can change. So that's today's card and an example of how I have learned to stay conscious and keep my wits about me in conversations that are really important and in negotiations. I don't think that there's anything more to say about this card, so I think that we're going to go ahead and let that part go. Please, please, please join us on Thursday for the Facebook Live, where we'll probably pull another card or two. So if you'd like a card pulled for you directly, please make sure to be there. It's going to be Thursday in the Facebook group, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about, we can absolutely, if you have questions about the spiritual gifts that I'm talking about, and I'm happy to answer any of those questions, any questions about my views and opinions of source energy and, you know, communicating with my spirit guides, and my inner being, and like help with how to fine tune that. I'm happy to provide what I can. And then we'll pull a card or two. I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys there. And until then, go kick some ass.
Hey, it's Julia again. Listen, I am so glad you're here. And I was thinking, if you're enjoying this as much as I am, you should definitely check out the Life After Breath community Facebook group. We are building an amazing community there with loads of extra content and some very special bonuses coming soon. And don't forget, you can always find me on your favorite social media platforms at Julia Christine Health. I hope to see you there, but I'll definitely see you here tomorrow.